Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. This is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. Today is no exception. We have a great guest all the way from Houston, Texas. Welcome to the show, Randy Langendorfer.
Good morning, Victor. It's a pleasure to be here. I feel like I've kind of reached Mecca. I've been listening to your show for many years and a big fan, so it's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, great to have you here. Thanks for the kind words. You've been at this game a little while, and you've made a transition from a W-2 income, like a lot of folks, to the world of real estate investing on a full-time basis. And like us, you are in multiple geographies. It's not what a lot of people do. And so maybe I'd like to talk a little bit about investing in multiple different locations. But before we do, maybe give a little bit of your backstory and how you got to this point in your journey.
Well, thanks again, Victor. Randy Langendorfer for Houston, Texas. As you said, I have been doing primarily multifamily for 10 years. Branched out on my own investments into some of the asset classes, but not syndicated any of those. But since 2000 and late 13, early 14, today I have about, 1,600 doors in multiple different properties in the Sun Belt. Got started by wanting to get out of corporate America, having that desire and realizing that as you age and you have a healthy income, that you become more of a target sometimes than you do an asset to leadership. So I did that, and I successfully transitioned about a year ago, just in April of 23, to full-time real estate after educating myself and investing a whole lot of my money to get comfortable with the process. So here I am today.
I love it. And so today you're in multiple different jurisdictions. You're based in Houston, but you know, oftentimes we talk about real estate as being hyper-local, and it is. But what that means is you don't have to invest within, say, a 10-minute radius of where you live. It means you need hyper-local knowledge for those particular assets and live where you want to live and invest where the numbers make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. The famous real estate guys quote, right?
Exactly.
Live where you want to live and invest where the numbers make sense. And so I have done that. My journey really taken way back started out when I lived in Cleveland, Ohio. And at the time, for business purposes, and I was partnering with the brother-in-law, we were flipping houses in South Florida. So I got into that via him, who was already doing it. And so the long distance thing started out very early. And when I came to Houston, I was enthralled with just the magnitude of the city and the size of it and the opportunities and every asset class you could imagine. And so I continued the educational journey. And, you know, when you attend those educational events and you start networking with people and you find like-minded people that do what you want to do and they're in different locales, it begins to just become a natural fit. And so it just grew organically. It's nothing I really planned. It's just opportunity. So today I'm in Greenville, South Carolina, Tucson, Arizona, Houston, Texas, and Dallas, Texas. Different size assets, small as 60 doors, as large as 600 doors, and different groups of people I'm in. And I've tried to partner with people that have something I don't, taking that old corporate mentality of find somebody that accentuates what you have. So I'm an MBA, CPA, so I'm an analytical type. I guess the best story I tell is I wanted to go to Phoenix pre-COVID, and I made several exploratory trips there, and I talked to brokers, and I talked to property managers, and they tactfully said, "You're a nice guy, Randy, but you're not from the market. You're going to have to overpay for your first couple acquisitions." And that just really rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't think I'm any smarter than anybody else, but I'm no dumber than anybody else either. And so I said, "I'm not going to overpay." And that was the first kind of aha moment to start talking to friends and people. And so I ended up a couple years ago, first Tucson property was a guy who has several properties in the area, has operating experience, knows people. And so today I'm the proud partial owner of a 200 unit apartment building in Tucson, Arizona. I should go back to those people and say, "Well, I'm in the market now. What can..."
Well, I love that. I love that. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in that, because by bringing in a local partner, you're no longer from away. You're no longer having to pay because you have that local presence, and it creates a quasi-local investment and gives you some of the advantages of being local, even though you're not.
And the one in Greenville, South Carolina, I wanted to be in the Southeast as well, just because of the macroeconomics, income and population growth in those regions again. I had a group reach out to me after being on their podcast, quite honestly. And we talked and got to know each other, and I did a ton of due diligence and did legal background checks on them, and actually got in a plane and flew to Greenville and saw the asset and drove all the comps and got to know part of the team, the operational team on their basis. And, you know, again, a couple of years later, that's flourished into a very nice asset that's productive and doing well and kind of rinse and repeat. But it's not something that I sought it in Phoenix. It happened organically in Greenville. And then my Houston joint ventures are with people from just local meetups, educational arms that I've met with that have spent time together and got to know. So if you'd have rolled back the tapes 5 years ago and asked me how you're going to grow, that wouldn't be the way I would have thought of, but it just happened. And I'm thankful of it. And your audience who wants to do it or aspires to it could just consciously start pursuing those avenues and asking people.
What you're describing mirrors our own experience, where we don't hunt, we never have. And it seems like just the opportunities somehow magically, miraculously seem to land in our lap. And many of them don't make any sense. So we have to filter those out, but that's part of the process. Mm-hmm. And, but there's a few bits of gold in those tons and tons of tailings that you might have in a mining process. And when we go through that, we do find those occasional projects that make a tremendous amount of sense. And often it results in a partnership where there is a local partner. That's certainly been the case for us in Colorado Springs and numerous other locations where we've got major projects underway. And it's been through that organic process.
It's a mindset shift. When I first started, I thought I had to do it all and I had to learn every aspect of the business. It's again coming from my corporate background of wanting to know and understand before you let others in that area. And it's just a mindset shift. It was for me anyhow, to realize, I heard somebody say, what's the difference if you drive 3 hours or you get on a plane for 3 hours? It's still 3 hours. And as long as you got comfort in the team and who's on boots on the ground in the area and their effectiveness, that's really all that matters.
Well, just like hiring in corporate America, you're going to be hiring for a combination of skills and attributes, and you're looking for the same thing when you're looking for a local partner. What is it you look for most? Do you look for attributes first, then skills, or skills first? Or, you know, traditional HR tends to focus and emphasize skills, but I don't know that that's the whole picture.
That's a great question. And for me, I think it's like I echo what you said. You kiss a lot of frogs before you find a gem in the mix that you want to put your name on and bring to your group and your investors group. But I think I would say that what I seek the most is operational experience in that locale. Somebody that I've studied a lot of those markets, and so I have a basic knowledge of those markets, but they're experts in those markets, and they have the property management, the vendors, the construction people, the et cetera, down the list is what I would say is a very high priority on my list, being remotely, because I'm not going to be the primary person boots on the ground every day. They are. And then it's a whole lot of reputational checking for me. It's a big country and a big space, but it's a small space. You can find out pretty much about anybody just by asking people in those locales or your area, and it's a friend of a friend. That's extremely important to me for a reputational. And obviously, you're looking at performance and past performance, and their track records, et cetera, are paramount as well. But primarily, it's finding somebody that complements your skill set, whatever that may be. And I think that's what I look for in the corporate world and what I'm looking for in the multifamily space as well.
When you look at someone that is a potential partner, and there's a full spectrum, there could be at one end of the spectrum what I call the two guys in a pickup truck, and at the other end of the spectrum, you've got maybe an institutional quality player that really has multiple assets and multiple jurisdictions and very, very strong systems. And then there's a whole bunch of folks in the middle. How do you choose? Is there a particular asset or is there a particular category that you seek out or that you perhaps disqualify?
I think when I first started looking, you got excited when anybody was interested in talking to me. But I quickly realized that I think it's the spectrum. So on the top end, large institutional players, I'm probably not at the size that really interests them yet. I'm a boutique shop in Houston, Texas. I have virtual employees, but I don't have any employees. And they're probably playing a bigger landscape than I am, the institutional people. I mean, the $75 and $100 million type of acquisitions. Conversely, the small end people, I've had many newbies, and I coach people. I have a coaching program. They want me to partner with them on, you know, and they've got no experience, and they're long on energy and short on assets and everything else. But that's okay. There's a gem in there every once in a while. So I think generally you're looking for me, it's looking for somebody that's probably of the same, I'll say mid-market on that spectrum. Somebody that's got some assets already, somebody that's got some experience. Not to say I wouldn't do the other extremes, but that's where I've found success. People that are probably equally yoked or equally minded.
Love it. So as you fast forward and look into the future over the next 24 months, maybe even a little further out in time, what's your focus?
Yeah, I got a couple of things I'm doing right now. One, I'm starting a build-to-rent project in North Dallas right now. Again, with my first entree into development. I know you're an expert in that space, but my first entree into development. So I've partnered with a team there that has got development experience of building BTRs and build-to-rents, single-family townhouses, in an apartment style. So I'm real excited about that one. And that's going to keep me busy, as well as I have started a multi-factor coaching business that helping people understand how to acquire assets. And so I'm real busy with that as well. And that's going to keep me busy at least for the rest of 24 of those two projects.
Awesome. Well, Randy, if folks want to connect, if they want to learn more, what's the best way?
Victor, the easiest way is the website is invest-ark.com. There's a contact page there. Multifamily Maestros is the coaching business. Either way, there's contact pages on both of those. Then happy to speak to anybody in your audience that anything real estate.
Love it. Well, Randy, great to connect and great to hear your story. And for the listeners at home, definitely connect with Randy Langendorfer at investark.com with a hyphen in the middle. Link will be in the show notes. And in the meantime, have an awesome rest of your weekend. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.